The question was asked, when you're dating and you see something which you think is not a pivotal part of the person, for example, the person exaggerated and twisted the truth a few times, and because of that, you've decided you're not continuing with the person, does it make sense to mention to the person that that's why you can't continue, and then the person will at least infer for future reference and gauge whether it was worth it to twist these truths in their profile, in their description online, etc. So my recommendation in I think all instances of rebuke or making call them educational comments, my recommendation is that the only person who should do that is someone who really knows the party well, can know how they will accept it. I'll tell you a story that happened this year. A woman calls up and she says, you know, I've been trying to reach you for the longest time. Would it be possible to give you my information? I'm looking to date and get offers. So I said to her, ordinarily you wouldn't catch me home. I teach at Mahon Meir. I don't get home till very late hours. It happens to be you called on the first day of Bein Hazmanim, and I'm home, and I'm happy to talk to you. But the fact of the matter is, being that I'm not home most of the year at late hours, I don't get to interview guys and girls at all. It's true that 5 years ago, 6 years ago, I used to set up 30, 40 couples a week, and sometimes 20, 30 couples a night. Wow. But now, I'm lucky if I set up one couple a month. I don't have the time to interview people, so I have a very small number of people calling me because they just can't get through. Over the years, people learned that it's not possible anymore. So I said, maybe you want to give me some of your details, and I don't mind writing them down, but I really don't see the odds as too high that I'm going to be able to set you up. Maybe it's worthwhile to try someone else, but if you want, I'll take all your details. I just don't want to waste your time. I asked her how old she was. I asked her what she was looking for. And I said to her, in all honesty, if this is the range you're looking for, I don't think I have a single guy in my roster that even fits your criterion without knowing anything more about you. So if you want, I'll take down all your information. And if it'll be relevant in the future, I'll call you up. But right now, I don't have anything without knowing too much about you, just knowing the age range that you're interested in. I don't have anything to offer you. So she was nice. She was polite. And I could hear that she was very deeply disappointed. And so I didn't end the conversation. I kept the conversation going. I couldn't understand why she was so disappointed. All I was doing was telling her, I can't go on to the next one. So later on in the conversation, I understood that it took her 3 months to muster up the courage to call me. She hadn't called any other shadchan for a year or two. She had heard very high recommendations. So after 3 months working on herself, she finally called. And now I'm telling her that I can't help her. So she basically said, I'm not calling any other shadchan. Forget it. So could I have imagined that when I answered the phone? You can't imagine who you're talking to, right? I couldn't imagine that for 2 years she hasn't dated anyone because no one's setting her up and she won't call a shadchan. And finally someone worked very hard to convince her to call, and then she worked on herself for 3 months, and then she calls, and I try to be nice, and I want to save her time, but boom, I see I crushed her, and I didn't mean to. I just meant to be nice and save her time. What I mean to show by the story is that when we speak to a person, we see a very small segment of their lives, and unless we see the full picture, we have to be so, so careful not to hurt their feelings. So even though we mean well, and we feel like from this angle that we see, this piece of advice that we're giving is so fitting, but that doesn't mean that we see enough of the picture to know what they need to hear, when they need to hear, how they need to hear. So that's why I think that I would be very strong in my recommendation not to do it. The only thing that might be worthwhile is if you know someone that knows her, and you feel they're intelligent enough to give over that information. And I say that with a very... Yeah, that's another can of worms.
You know, and you really...
You'd be surprised. Right, so that's what I'm saying. Yeah. If they're intelligent enough to know how to do it.
Not, then... Not then, then like I'm the only the shoes. Thank you very much. Don't even mention it.
Yeah, I would not mention it. Because we don't know. We just don't know where the other person's holding.